joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 3-1 win at Crowborough. Alan, I asked you the same question on Saturday. Was that a good performance or a good enough performance?
Good enough. I thought first half we'd done very well. I thought we should have been more than 2-0 up, and I thought we passed it around well on a difficult surface. And like I've said, for the last couple of home games I've had, we've done quite well, I have. And I was alright when in control of the game, and all of a sudden you get a way defensively give a ridiculous goal away, to be honest. When you're on the back foot a bit, like, you know, and we think the chance I had in the first half, Luke's made a save there, and that one, then we, you know, I think we've bossed it, to be honest, for long periods. But at the same time, as I was just saying there, let's not give stupid goals away again, because it could just cost. We're like, it was 2-0, cruising, not a problem in the game, also in 2-1, and you think, oh, here we go, you know. And it was a bit like that on Saturday, so we've cut the silly mistakes out, and we don't give goals away. We're scoring plenty of goals, that's for sure. And got 6 again in 2 games, and I thought Carl Dennis was outstanding.
Carl Dennis did score a great, his first goal in a calendar month at a crucial time. So how good a finish was it? Looked like he was being fouled as he banged it in the net.
I thought he's our best player tonight by a million miles. You know, there's a lot of lads, there's no stinkers out there, people doing quite well. But I thought Carl was outstanding. I thought he was excellent tonight. I didn't think another player got near him, to tell you the truth. But to be fair to the lads, it's a good result. And at this stage of the season, it's about results and playing the right way. And we've got to kick on now, and we said last week in a meeting that we had to get 6 points, and you know, we'll have a meeting again Thursday and kick on from there. So, right.
If you're the Crowborough manager, how pleased would you be with the penalty that went against Crowborough? Dean Lodge went over.
I don't know. It's because he's that quick, Lodgy, and you know, don't get us wrong, that's his worst game he's ever had for tonight, Lodgy, and he'll get better, he'll be alright. We need him in the team, and he hasn't had the best of returns, to be honest, but I'm sure he'll be alright. And he's, I don't know. I was coming off, and I'm not so sure. Was it a Stonewall penalty? It didn't look like that where I was standing. But at the same time, the referees give it, and if it was, and he's that quick, Lodgy, he can, you know, nick into things, and it looks worse than what it is.
And in fairness, it's about time something went for us, isn't it? We've had a few dodgy referees go against us.
We've had a few shockers. We'll just get on with it. I can't play more than anybody, but you got to get on with it when you see in the season that it evens itself out. Maybe we'll get a bit of luck at the minute.
We can play football at times when we want to. Jamie Beer nearly scored the goal of the season after the move of the season, didn't he?
I thought Jamie in the first half got, you know, like a lot of players got bombed on a lot, and good link up player, but again, we've got to, back four's got to defend a bit better, in my opinion.
How much credit do you give to Crowborough this evening? They're bottom of the league, they've conceded over 100 goals already, but they really gave us a game. They've got a team of youth team players.
Fantastic, and I wish them well, and they're a nice little club and nice people. And you know, it's a difficult place, like Met Police will tell you, and Worthing will tell you, a difficult place to play against sometimes, and that, you know. I know they won, they got beat 8-0 on Saturday, but you know, we're down to 7 men for 30 minutes of a game. They've got a few injuries, so it's credit to them, they kept on going, and like I say, we give them a scare at one point in the game, but it's important that we fought back with people like Carl and Bobby and the team, all going to score goals, like, you know.
We said this time last week that if we didn't get 6 points from Chipstead and Crowborough, we were out of the league title. Are we now back in it?
Yeah, we've got 8 games. Unless somebody tells us differently, that we've got to, we win our 8 games, we win the league, it's simple as that, and that's the way we've got to look at it. Some teams have only got 6 games to do it, some's only got 5 to do it, I believe, but that's all we have to do. And, it was like that, but you know, this time last week, you know, we threw in the towel against Fleet and were very down. We've had a positive training session, the lads have been positive and done well in games. I feel so that we're nearly getting better, we're getting better all the time. I saw glimpses on Saturday about our own self, I saw a lot of glimpses tonight about our back to our own self. But as long as we tighten up and tighten the belt again, because we conceded 3 goals in 2 games again, we'll be alright. So, and we've got some good defenders, it's not that we haven't got good defenders in the team, but defensively we'll get a bit better, and then we're always going to score goals.
How do you ward against complacency in the players? We've won our last 2 games, but with all due respect, it's against Crowborough, who are rock bottom, and Chipstead, who are right down there. We've got Whitstable on Saturday, who, although they're down the bottom, they have already beaten us at home this season.
Yep. I know. It kind of be because there'll be a few people knocking on my door. Good defenders like Wayne Finney. John Cook's had a great season. He's just been rested, that's all, John. He's been excellent for us and all that, you know. Lampton will be coming to see us on Thursday, and people like that, CJ even. Young Craig Mullen's got to have a shout, like, you know. They'll all come see us because they'll think they should be in the team. And after conceding the goals we do, you know, we let them think about Saturday, so I'm not just going to stick with it. We'll keep conceding. So there's no complacency because they'll be fighting for their place on Thursday. They'll come train and be sharp, but they'll be fighting for their place for Saturday.